multi-Olympic gold medalist and champion Jeremy Warner, Baylor University, and Clyde Hart is in the middle of an interview with us on Sikkim 365 Radio. Jeremy, when I say Clyde Hart, what do you think of?
Legendary. One of the greatest coaches out ever, especially for the 400. Role model, mentor. Man, this can go on. This can go on.
What was he like day to day as a coach that made you keep working with him and keep coming back?
Well, he always had energy every day. It's no matter what was going on or how intense the workout was or what time of the year for the season, like even the closer it got to world champs or the Olympics, he always had the same attitude. He played around with the athlete that before practice, but when it was time to get serious and start working out, he switched it off and made sure we did what we were supposed to do. And then after practice, it was back to having fun. And it was like he's a kid every day at practice. He was always interacting with everyone out there, and it had a lot of great memories because of that.
You mentioned the man and the coach and all that he was, and obviously the credentials are insane with what you did and many others. Why was he so successful?
One year we were in his office talking, and he looked at me. He was like, "Jeremy, the one thing that I can say is, as long as I've been coaching the 400 meters, I don't know it. I'm not a master of it. I learn something new every year." And that right there told me what type of coach he actually was. He learned every year. He never thought he was the greatest coach. He was always trying to find new methods or new workouts for us to try. We tried stuff new weekly, and if it worked, he kept it. If it didn't work, he just threw it out, and we went on and went back to our normal workout. So for him to tell me after coaching 50 years that he's not a master of the 400 meters, you know, that showed me that he really enjoyed what he did, and he really wants to learn something new and grow as the years go on.
How important is the temperament you talked about when you start getting into the international competitions and Olympics, where you really do need to have your emotions in check from all angles?
Yeah, you know, like I said, the closer it got, the more intense the workouts got, but we still had fun with it. He was able to help me stay focused, but keep my mind off the pressure. To be out there, you know, in Europe working out a couple weeks before the games, and we're intense, we're working hard, and then right after, you know, we're joking and laughing about things that have nothing to do with what's coming up. You know, it kept my mind clear, and it kept me focused on, you know, every day to day instead of, you know, 3 weeks from now.
Jeremy Warner, multi-gold medalist, Baylor, talking about the great Clyde Hart on Sikkim 365 Radio. If it's okay to wrap it up with this, Paul, unless you have something you want to follow with, you know that the Olympic Games in Tokyo have been postponed. So many things have changed, of course, in our world. Can you imagine if you were on the edge of being back in the Olympic Games and then you were peaking and then all of a sudden this happened, and how frustrating, even though they're trying to do what's right, how frustrating that would be?
Yeah, you know, fortunately for me right now, as an athlete, I don't have to worry about it. So that's a good thing for me. But, you know, as someone like Will London, who's been training all year, getting prepared for the Olympics, and at one point not knowing what was going to happen, it had to be difficult. Just knowing that, you know, you still have to train for the possibility of the Olympics, but there's no meet from that point at that point to see where you're at in your training. And so the question is, do you continue training the way you are? Do you alter it, or do you just stop training and wait until they make a decision? So mentally, it's it's got to be tough. But, you know, now that they've come back and said we're pushing it back to 2021, the good thing is these athletes get a whole another year to prepare for it. So right now, mentally, they just have to kind of regroup and relax a little bit. And then once it starts time to get focused again, they got to get focused. For the athletes that were injured or had injuries that were kind of affecting them, they now have more time to recover. But for the ones that were looking at this was probably going to be their last Olympic try, like the ones that are about to retire, now they got to sit back and say, you know, do I try and go one more year? Do I retire? Do I let my body recover a little bit longer and then start back up? So that's a whole nother discussion. But as for coaches, you know, I was having to deal with it. I'm coaching a guy right now who's has Olympic hopeful. And this was going to be his last chance at the Olympics. And at one point, like I said, I was trying to figure out how do I do these workouts? And you know, it was, we're going to continue training. And then once they said they're postponing it, we kind of backed off a little bit. We dropped down from 5 days a week to 3 days a week and let his body rest, but still tested him to see where he's at. So, you know, for everybody, it's been kind of crazy, but they did the right choice. They did the right thing.
Three-time gold medalist in the Olympic Games, five-time world champion, and many more medals and championships in Jeremy Warner's career. Jeremy, thanks for joining us. Paul Catalina, Craig Smoke, and David Smoke on Sikkim 365 Radio.